Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly. To USA Prepares, thank you for being with us in class. Jason, thank you for engineering. Arjun, thank you so much for all your hard work on the website. I am working to flesh it out. I'll be working on it this weekend, and I'd like to make it available for our class to see it, you know, within the next week or so. So thank you for all that you're doing. You know, a big part of it is incredible what you've done. And I'm delighted to be broadcasting this hour, hour number one, with Charles in Ohio. Welcome, Charles.
Good morning, Vincent, and hello to the class. I hope everyone's well.
Yeah, I do as well. Charles, I just wanted to share one thing with you because you are a gear and motor and energy aficionado and researcher. I've been diagnosing a problem on a 2013 Mercedes-Benz GL450. Double overhead cam, twin turbocharged SUV. It's not ours, it's a customer's, and no one else seemed to be able to diagnose it. And it had a broken piece of pipe, plastic pipe with plastic fittings on the end that cooled one of the turbochargers. So it was dumping coolant and it overheated. That's not the problem. I believe what happened to this, it has an engine knock. And we had to, because it didn't have coolant in it, we couldn't really start it without damaging the turbochargers. You know, running it for long enough to understand what was wrong with the or diagnose the car. So we replaced that part. We finally got it and put the coolant in it, and everything was good with the cooling system. We pressure tested it, and then we ran it, and we heard this knock, 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 and it sure sounded like a rod knock. I put a stethoscope on it. I have a stethoscope to listen to engine sounds, and it sure sounds like it's coming from the middle of the engine. And so we did some research on the Internet about this problem. Mercedes-Benz changed the oil filter to looks the same, but has a different kind of adapter on top of the cartridge oil filter. And if you don't put the right oil filter in, the engine doesn't get proper lubrication. Oil pressure runs really low, and you can spin rod bearings. And so here is I'm just trying to make the case for what we've been saying for a long time. Don't let other people work on your car. You have to learn how to do your own oil changes. And I believe that I can't prove it, but I believe that one service facility put the wrong oil filter in it, and the customer drove around until they had the rod knock, and then brought it to another service facility, and they said, oh, yeah, we're going to put some engine flush in there. We're going to put this stuff to clean out your engine, because obviously there's problems with gunk in your engine. And that was even a worse thing to do, because that reduced the lubricity of the engine oil, and they put the wrong engine oil in it to boot. So first thing that we did after we got this vehicle was brought here, first thing we did was pull the oil filter. Well, actually, first thing I did. And look at it, and sure enough, there's metal in the oil filter. And when you see that, class, there is no amount of any kind of additive that you can buy at the Chinese factory outlet or any auto parts store that's going to fix it. If you've got metal shavings in the engine, you've got serious internal damage that you are not going to rebuild with a can of or a bottle of liquid anything. Charles, any of your, you have any opinions on what I just said?
It is a testimony to our current situation where the manufacturers, they hire all these engineers out of school when they have these products, and these engineers are to figure out more ways to make it more difficult for individuals to repair their vehicles, and more pitfalls and traps that people can fall into that will destroy them and ruin their warranties. they want us to buy a new car.
And that's the worst thing that someone could do, in my opinion, is buy a new car. Because a new car is so complicated. Class, if I dropped a nickel on this engine, I'd never be able to find it. It is so tight in there. Charles, this is a V8 with two turbochargers and all the plumbing to go with it. This is a race car. It's unbelievable. And base price is around, you know, mid-60s. Put all the options on it. There's another $40,000 of options that you can add to this thing, including an $1,100 wood steering wheel. I can't believe it. I mean, I would have trouble spending $1,100 on an entire car. I'm talking about, you know, with seats and doors and glass and windshield wipers and engine, transmission, rear end, tires, wheels, and a steering wheel. I can't believe it. I can't believe how complex things have gotten. And I looked for, you know, what I'm probably going to be talking to this gal at some point, and I just wanted to know what a remanufactured engine would cost. Now they're out of stock. So what's a used engine? $4,000 plus the installation. I'm thinking it cost about $2,000 to put an engine in this thing. That'd be a used engine. Yep. So we have painted ourselves into a corner. Actually, the manufacturers have painted us into a corner. And the GDP are being convinced into buying new vehicles because their old one has some problems, and they think the new one's going to be, you know, it's going to work. I have no idea the complexity that they're adding to the problem that they already have, meaning the new vehicles are infinitely more complex than the old vehicles. It's unbelievable. We're working on a vehicle, and it had a problem with cruise control. Okay. Well, the cruise control problem is related to something called a steering wheel position sensor, because the position of the steering wheel, you know, when you turn it left or right, how much you turn it, is sent by the sensor to one of the computers, and that informs the traction control system what's happening. So each wheel has a sensor. The steering wheel has a sensor. So the steering wheel tells the computer which way the vehicle should be turning, and it compares the slip of or the rotation of each of these Hall effect sensors on each wheel. And if it doesn't work right, your cruise control, if it doesn't compute, your cruise control won't work. So these problems are getting really difficult to figure out. So you figure cruise control, what would that have to do with how you turn the steering wheel, right? You're thinking that cruise control is going forward, right? Charles, any comments?
Absolutely. I mean, many years ago, my father had an 84 Lincoln Town Car with climate control, power windows, you know, the regular. And at that point, it came to a point to where all cars have, where things started to deteriorate. Now, of course, brake lines, transmission lines rusted out, and fuel tank straps rusted out. So I decided to, I was going to get him another car because at the time he was dependent on me to take care of this thing. And a lot of the, and me being not so much a mechanic but more of a motorhead, I appreciate working on engines, but I don't, suspension and little details like that. No, I do it, but they're not what interests me. So I wanted to get him something more in line with what I like. And I found him a 78 LTD with manual windows. And I mean, that's, for me, that's kind of a big point because American cars, power windows work fine for a while. And then you end up with a couple windows that won't go up and go down and cooperate completely. I found them. That's just to say that I basically, when I want a car, I want a basic car. And that long ago, I decided that a lot of these advances are fine and entertaining, but they may not be what you want. And see, also on that vehicle, it had, like you were describing, it had for the climate control, it had a T-type valve with a reducer on it in a cramped place up near the firewall, and like a molded 90-degree hose. And these were all things that you had to go back to the dealer was the best place to get a part like these. And the one fitting, the T-fitting on the line, the climate control line, was with the reducer, it was plastic. And I just knew so many young people getting these 5 liters back then, and they had these plastic parts that do have a lifespan on them. And I just kept thinking that, well, I didn't have these problems with my 65. You could cut a hose and go to the parts store and buy a piece of rubber hose and you're on your way. But these cars, they turn a simple deal into a parts catalog and a hour's worth of research.
Well, you're absolutely right. And so on my 1996 Mercedes E300D, which is a mid-sized straight-six diesel, I love the car. It's really basic for a Mercedes. Doesn't have any of the fancy things, including it doesn't even have leather. And for Mercedes, that's kind of unusual. So it has this, you know, plastic vinyl kind of seats. And so it's really basic. And I have a leak in the fuel injection pump. It's a mechanical fuel injection pump. And all I need is this. It looks like an O-ring, but instead of being round, it's square. And so that's all I need. And it needs to be able to handle diesel fuel. So it needs to be a specific kind of rubber. And I can get them. And I can order from the Mercedes dealer. And it'll only take between 2 and 4 months to get it. Because they have them in Germany. This is the kind of nonsense that we are all going to be experiencing. Because if you think that your vehicle is made in the United States, if it's an American car, it's got parts from all over the world. And they've got the parts. Some of them are on ships. Some of them are in China. Some of them are in Mexico. Some of them are in Taiwan. Absolutely true. And what Charles said about power windows, my old truck, my antique truck, Chevy, I did not want one with power windows. Now, sure is handy, you know, when you're sitting in the driver's seat and you want the window on the other side, you know, on the passenger side to go down. Sure is handy to push that button. But I have replaced a whole bunch of parts called window regulators. And that is the cable and the pulleys and sometimes gears that move electric windows up and down. And they break it's certain that if you have electric windows, you are going to experience replacing a window regulator or having someone do it for you for several hundred dollars. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Charles in Ohio is with us. Charles, thank you for being in the front of the classroom today. Please begin your lesson.
Very good. I really appreciate you, Vince. I mean, this information ate at me for a long time, and I just, like everybody, wanted to voice my opinion, and it's hard to get a venue, but I mean, I can sleep easier at night knowing at least I told somebody. So, I mean, the words can travel. But my interest is, as Vince says, engine efficiency, and that has to do with what they tell us every day. They want us to have less of a carbon footprint, to stop making greenhouse gases, and to save the planet. Well, basically, they say to save the planet, we have to throw away all of our internal combustion engines. And I think that at some level that could be true, but I think our best bet right now, any alternative they have is worse. It's going to be more destructive to the environment. But two of the basic things I speak about are the vapor fuel system, and I call it a vapor fuel system because there is a thing called the vapor carburetor, and to run off on a tangent, the vapor carburetor was in the early 1900s, about around 1900, a lot of this stuff happened, and that's like 1870, where Edison made his Pearl Street station, and he started deploying electric light bulbs and utility bills, I would assume, right along with it. But the thing was, at that time, there was already utilities, gas utilities. And the gas utilities were mostly manufactured gas. And the way they manufactured gas was with carburetors. It was a large vessel that held hydrocarbons, naphtha, or even, I guess, gasoline. And they bubbled air through it to manufacture gas. And that was one way they did it. They had a number of ways back then they did. And some of those sites where they did it at were some of like the first Superfunds, because they stripped out the aromatics and they left a lot of waste and pollution and poison in the environment. But the vapor carburetor was basically that tank. Well, the vapor fuel system is that tank included in an automobile to generate, to strip hydrocarbons. It strips the aromatics. And an interesting thing about the early people like Thomas Ogle from El Paso, Texas in 1979, who demonstrated for college professors, government officials, and mechanics, he could go 100 miles using 1 gallon of gasoline. It's a system. It's not just the vapor carburetor is included in it, but there are other things that improve the efficiency. That's why he got 100. And a bunch of other people have made his same basic system, but they haven't had the exact success he has. And that's why it's so difficult to I'd like to write a book telling exactly how to install a system, but every vehicle and every application is slightly different. From the era when he made his system, when everything was carbureted, it was a lot simpler. Front engine, rear drive cars with the gas tank sitting behind the rear axle. It's a little easier to give an idea how to install a vapor carburetor. And I mean, I know even when I say this, there are people out there doing this now that know a lot more than I do. And another point I'd like to bring up is Thomas Ogle, when he built his system, and one thing you should be aware of, you're stripping hydrocarbons from common pump gasoline, most people will be. And what happens when you do that is you can go a vast amount of miles. If you're knowledgeable, you'll be able to achieve something like what Thomas Ogle did, maybe get 100 miles on a gallon in a 4,000-pound vehicle. But generally, you're left with the strip oil, which is a tank with almost a gallon of a STP-like substance in there, a waxy oil. And I guess we have a break coming up now.
Yeah, we've got a break. STP, super thick petroleum. That's what some people used to call it.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden said Thursday that his administration is looking at ways to reduce some federal student loan debt.
I am considering dealing with some debt reduction. I am not considering $50,000 debt reduction, but I'm in the process of taking a hard look at whether or not there will be additional debt forgiveness.
It should be noted that debt will still be paid. And what Biden's forgiveness will do will change who pays off the student loans, meaning you, the American taxpayers. Some members of Congress are calling for President Biden to invoke the Defense Production Act because of concerns the Javelin anti-tank and Stinger anti-aircraft missiles to Ukraine is draining the United States stockpiles at an alarming rate. The president is planning to visit a Lockheed Martin facility in Alabama that makes Javelins next Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
The National Football League 2022 draft took place Thursday in Las Vegas, Nevada. League Commissioner Roger Goodell on NFL Network.
With the first pick in the 2022 NFL draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Trayvon Walker. With the second pick in the 2022 NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select Aiden Hutchinson, defensive end, Michigan.
No, it's great. I'm happy I get to go back to Detroit, go back to Motor City, hopefully win some ball games and you know, get back to winning. I'm fired up. It's made a great decision.
Representative Ken Buck, the Republican from Colorado, Thursday called out Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas as a traitor to the United States.
My constituents want you impeached because they believe you've committed treason. They compare you to Benedict Arnold. You know, no parent with a last name Arnold names their kid Benedict. They wonder, what will the Mayorkas family do down the road?
Mr. Buck tells Newsmax his constituents are alarmed at the rate the Biden administration is allowing illegal immigrants into the country.
You let millions of people in, you have an amnesty program, and you completely bypass the legal system that we have for immigration. It is unbelievable that he would combine those two things. Those two statements and those two ideas in a hearing.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today, God, you're
take my
when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
I want you to know that we've made room for your book. I know you are working on a book. Gwyneth has it. I have not seen it yet. And it's quite detailed. And you're certainly welcome to add that book to 5 Minute University, or we'll add it for you if you'd like, and get that out in front of those who are interested in high efficiency engines. Maybe somebody from the government will actually read it. I know they pay attention to every word we say. Maybe they will read it and say, you know what? There's a better way instead of add on to the systems that we already have. I think we're in need of a redesign. And if you look at the Chevy Trailblazer, they took a truck and they redesigned a lot of it. They did some really neat things, like integrate the trailer hitch into the frame. That was a pretty good idea. They came up with a different engine, and, you know, said that it can be done. It can be done. I'm not saying buy a Trailblazer because it's got a lot of other problems, but I think we're in need of a, not a complete redesign of mechanics, but using the mechanics that we know work really well, apply these efficiency techniques to them, and we'll come up with a much, much better overall set of vehicles. Charles, back to you.
I really, really appreciate that. That somebody would think that something I have is worth reading, Gwyneth, I got to get in touch with her. Well, I was waiting for her because I know she's working so much on the other material. And every time I communicate with you, I start having trouble with my email. So it's been down for a week this time. But I really don't think that our government is interested in much I have to say, and really I wouldn't want to get them interested because they might, Lord knows, our government is interested, I just from my point of view, and I relate this back to the way my mind works, it goes back to what civilization is, and civilization is when people come together, and when people come together, they usually come together in as cities and towns, and in our history, our cities and towns are built by individuals with a lot of ambition, and generally, those people they're aiming towards. Most of them don't build the city for the people. They build the city to get the people there, so they can get the taxes from them. Basically, they want the money, and they want the businesses to come in and the utility. And that's the way the cities happen. The cities happen in areas on coastal areas. Well, back in history, but they happen on rivers also because they could make canal systems, barges, and they want trade. They want to keep trade going. And see, that's what. And for me, I feel that's what got us into the situation we're in now, where we can have a lot of trouble is getting entangled. But the cities are built by kings and madmen. What they do, they come up and they find an area where there is water available. It's water for drinking, hygiene, and transportation. And then they put down stakes and they declare themselves rulers and they let other people in. And sometimes they even put up a wall, but when people come in there, people don't get to come in there for free. They come in there because they're going to pay taxes and do work. And they give them their children for their wars. Because most people with kingdoms want to expand them. And also people in rural areas in the history have found a lot of areas that's very challenging, and it's can be rough, especially depending on the season and the time of year and the environment. It can get really bad, and they can find comfort in city where they can share labor and resources. And so a lot of people move to the city where they can use the talents they have to live off the labor of others. Especially if they have a unique talent. So that's how we end up. And one of the best people, best ways people have found to generate wealth in a city is public work, where you provide, like, one of the first things that happened in history were streetlights. And streetlights started with candles, and then it went to, like, oil, and then they went to gas when they plumbed up a city in the 1850s. They started delivering gas, manufactured gas, by underground pipes. And so, I mean, that was one of the first utilities, and it's the money train. They get public money from the most donated by the citizens of an area. It's a way of reaching into everybody's pocket, regardless. So, but anyway, back to vapor carburation. Basically, Thomas Ogle demonstrated what he could do and how far he could go. And looking at him and others is what got me interested in why we're not allowed to have this these systems. He demonstrated how he could do it, but for some reason, a government official from the forerunner of the Department of Energy, he went out there and he looked at Thomas Ogle's device, and I guess the way the story goes, he was initially very impressed. And he went back to Washington, and for some reason, he came out a statement after that and said, well, this just isn't going to work. And that's usually what happens with these devices. That's not the only one and the only time it happened. Thomas Ogle did sell his device. And that is a reoccurring theme also. He announced a partnership with an investor, and they were going to manufacture these and make kits available and have them available for cars. And of course, over and over again, it happens that someone announces one of these innovations and they demonstrate it and they have plans to manufacture it. The same thing happened to Smokey Unic. He had a system. It was detailed in Hot Rod magazine and Road and Track and several others. And he showed he could go from 0 to 60 in 6 seconds and get a consistent 60 miles per gallon. And he told in his column in Circle Track magazine how he demonstrated for Ford, General Motors, and they all came out to his garage in Florida and looked at the device, and he ended up selling it. But he told how he tried hard. He wanted to get it to an American manufacturer, and they just wouldn't cooperate with him. And I mean, this was a guy who was, he's not as famous or well-known as he was back in the 60s, but this was a proven innovator. And if you look up his name now, they'll call him a cheating a huckster because he did cut rules, which if you know circle track guys like arguing and rules. But people who develop this go through the same thing repeatedly, and that's what got me interested in why I had to look. Also, another person was Stanley Myers, and I don't talk a lot about water power and water carburation, but I have the information and I've looked at it, and Stanley Myers is fascinating. He was on TV and someone from the Columbus area back in the 80s, early 80s, 70s, he demonstrated a dune buggy he built that was powered on water. And a lot of people have demonstrated water power systems for combustion engines, but his was different. His used tap water. And another difference of his system was it was cool. Most people who have electrolyzers for water systems to use them to power automobile, they would generate a lot of heat because they're high current systems. They need a lot of power to operate. Stanley Myers demonstrated his system for the U.S. Patent Office, and supposedly the type of patent he got, they said the examiner was running through the office telling everyone to put out their cigarettes because he was generating hydrogen from tap water on demand. I mean, and so it can be put in a vehicle. See, and that's the thing. We were talking about America changing things. Well, America is very much aware of these systems, but the ideal is they don't want to change things. See, this will change everything. We fund all of our roads from our road taxes and gasoline. And and that's why I believe they're working on OnStar. They were working on OnStar. One of the things they were going to try with that was like the Easy Pass. They want to track everyone's vehicle so they can charge you every mile you drive and send you a bill every time you pull out the driveway because you got to contribute to this. The roads, they tell us our interstate, our turnpike system here in Ohio, when they built it, like they do everything, they say, oh, this will be free in 20 years after it's paid for. But guess what? That 20 years never comes. It's always another 20 years. And see, when they put up the first satellites, they said we were going to have free satellite television. Well, they figure out real quick that I guess the story to tell everybody, it's like when they made nuclear power, they told everybody power would be so abundant, we wouldn't have meters and you wouldn't even have to pay for it. Well, we still got meters. So nuclear power is poison, and this relates to nuclear power. See, the vapor fuel system isn't just for automobiles. That can be used on generators. So the thing is, and that's another thing, individuals with generators, one thing that can be done is you capture your exhaust. You can pressurize a tank, and there's ways. You do what they did back then. You can manufacture your own gas. So you could use your generator to make your gas for your furnace. Now, this isn't something I've done myself yet, but it's one of the many things that I'd like to get to. I'd also interested in making like a pedal-powered generator, which you don't want to use that for your only source of power. But one that would have attachments where you might make a washing machine, and then you might be able to charge a battery with it also.
All right, we'll be right back. Charleston, Ohio.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Charles is with us. Charles, just a couple of quick comments. Number one, we're talking about atomic energy. I was a student, and Isaac Asimov, the nuclear physicist, was my instructor back in the 1960s. And he said that electricity will be so inexpensive, it'll do everything for us. It'll do heating, washing clothes, dishes, it'll power movement, all those things. And he was absolutely right, except for the part where he said it'll be almost free. And I have my notebook where I took notes to prove it. That was one thing. That was in the early 1960s. Number two, Smokey Yunick. I have his three-volume book set. I bought it many years ago. And he was a brilliant innovator, race car driver, and auto mechanic. And he came up with a lot of innovations that made his cars run faster than everybody else's. And I just looked up the price of that three-volume book set. Wow, $660 plus shipping used on eBay. So he has another book called Power Secrets, and that's $65 used on eBay. So his books are really expensive, and I think the reason for that is that information is not supposed to get out. And by the way, I followed Smokey Yunick very closely in the 60s, and I read his articles, and I deployed his techniques, and they absolutely positively work. Another thing about that is one of his claims was he had the best garage in town. I modified it a little bit for radio, but he was right. And the practices that he used are the same practices that we use in our garage right here in Missouri. And you were mentioning hydrogen. At our Get Prepared Expo, we had a guy by the name of Bill Whaley. And he demonstrated Brown's gas generating hydrogen in a vessel that he manufactured out of used parts. And he got probably 25% more miles per gallon. He drove his truck over here to the farm with it, and I saw it, and it absolutely worked. So those are just a couple quick comments. Competition. And you're talking about competition, meaning cities are being built. cities versus cities, and cities to capture people and make them slaves and to pay taxes. Absolutely correct. As a matter of fact, there was a guy who didn't want that. His name was FDR. He wanted people to own their own property. And if you want to see this for yourself, class, just do a search on, I'll just read you the headlines. This is the Washington Post. Quote, wealthy bankers and businessmen plotted to overthrow FDR. A retired general foiled it, end quote. And that was Smedley Butler. He foiled it. So, yes, everything you said, I agree with everything you said. Back to you, Charles.
Yep, war is a racket. And Smokey Unick was an innovator at Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler. When they had problems, they would go to him a lot to look at things and make solutions. So, yeah, he was a character. I sympathize. I try to see both sides of an argument, and I can see this, to me, the vapor carburetor back in the 1900s was key in Edison, and I'm still looking into details, and this is never going to stop. Every time I look at something, I see something else I'd rather include. And like I said, I'm just trying to get together a little booklet so have something to put out people can hold. But I believe from what the information we have on Edison, he was such an innovator, and he knew, he could see, he wanted to be the one who lit the future. And to sideline again, the patent office, he ran to the patent office, and he had to get there on time because other people were patenting light bulbs also. And I find that with most of the inventions, I like to look and dig, and I'll see at least two people will have patents, because Thomas Ogle wasn't the only one in around 1979 that had a vapor fuel system, the same type, a reservoir. And I concentrate mostly on that. Charles Nelson Pogue from the 1930s had a early vapor fuel system. And, back to the other. I guess we have a break coming up again. But
not only do we have a break, this is the end of this particular hour of class, okay. Charles. That went pretty fast.
Yeah, it does. And I appreciate you again and let me out.
Well, we'll have to do it again and again and again, Charles. I have the utmost respect for you and your work and your delivery. I mean, you are a wealth of information. And, Charles, when we turn on USAPrepares.com, I'm going to list instructors. And if you want to be listed with an email contact, just let me know. We'll make that happen. Charles, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.